Welcome to the Expert Empire, the podcast for coaches, consultants, and experts looking to amplify their impact and their income. I'm your host, Monica Hammond, a seven-figure serial entrepreneur with a passion for building and scaling businesses that transform lives. Hello, and welcome to the Expert Empire podcast. I'm your host, Monica Hammond, and in today's episode, I want to drill into the power of having a high-ticket group coaching program or mastermind program, right? The whole thing behind an expert empire and why you should have one. So if you are a coach, consultant, maybe you're a speaker or you have a service-based business where you're working one-on-one with a client right now or multiple clients, I definitely want you to keep watching this because I'm going to show you the power behind this group coaching high ticket model, right? And why it's been so powerful for me. So I started out about almost 10 years ago now I was an actor for many, many years and came to New York City to do the whole actor thing. I started working for a Broadway producer as his director of marketing. And that's actually when I got introduced to the world of membership sites, continuity programs, group coaching programs, masterminds, that whole thing. Right. And we were able to create a company called the Theater Maker Studio. And we grew that to about $800,000 a year in revenue. I actually bought the company from him last year. And I am truly all in on this high ticket group coaching, recurring revenue world, building my own expert empire. And I'm excited to take you along for the ride and share with you some of the things that I've learned along the way. So I'm going to share my screen here in just a second and talk about and go through the math behind why a high ticket offer is so appealing for you and for your clients, right? You think, oh no, I don't know if I want to charge, $5,000, $10,000 for a program. How can I deliver enough value? Well, I'm going to show you in just a second how to deliver tremendous value and make sure that you're getting the right people into your program and it's a win-win for everybody. All right, so let's dive into it and talk about how we're also going to unlock six-figure months. Some of my business partners right now and clients are doing six-figure months. And it's been such a tremendous thing to witness and be a part of, because once you hit that threshold, there's no turning back, right? You're enrolling 20, 30, 40 people into your program every month. And it just, the magnitude of what you're building, it is just so incredible. So like I said, I have people doing 70,000, 100,000, 124,000. I myself am enrolling people into my two different group coaching programs, and it's so exciting to see. So why have a high ticket offer? If you already have a course maybe as well, this is a great chance to take stock and say, all right, what can I do to build on that even? Because I'm going to go through the money math behind like having a course versus adding on this high ticket offer. So what do I mean by high ticket offers? This could be masterminds. You could offer a combination of masterminding, either in person, virtual. It could be monthly. It could be weekly. There's all types of ways to create your program and figure out the best cadence for your meetings and all of that. Then there's also a mentorship model. That's right now I have a mentorship program for the Theater Maker Studio that meets three times a week, but it's with three different mentors. So none of us are spending, all of our time in this coaching program. And I've been able to really scale it that way. And then another one is through a group coaching program. This is where maybe you do meet once a week or even twice a week on calls that have a specific lens to them, let's say. And people could also get access to a Slack group, a community, all of that, right? So these are all what I mean by high ticket programs. And higher ticket programs means higher price point, slightly higher touch than something like a course, where if you create the course once, you sell it forever, but you never really have to do anything after that, right? You're not working one-on-one with people. But in a course model, you can only charge, $300, $500, $1,000, maybe $1,500. Whereas with the high ticket program, I've been a part of masterminds that were $45,000 a year, right? So huge potential to grow and scale there. People will ultimately pay you more for higher touch service, but
you're still not in this model. You're still not doing the work for them. It's a done sort of with you model instead of done for you, where you're there executing, implementing, and spending all your time in someone else's business. A higher price point also often means higher quality clients. These are people who are willing to and can afford to invest a little bit more in their success. And because of that, they tend to be even more motivated. When you've got skin in the game, you're going to work harder to get the results to make it happen, right? And they're the ones who ultimately are most driven to succeed, see the benefits, they end up referring people, they end up being your case studies, your ambassadors, and it's really a self-fulfilling cycle there. The next reason to have a high-ticket program is customer acquisition math, the economics of it. And I'm going to dive into that in a second here. But the higher the price, the more you can spend to acquire a customer. It is just a fact, and it's a very important one. Okay, so let's go through the math behind a low ticket model. Let's say a course. Your course is $500. You want to make $100,000 a month off of this. That means every month you have to sell 200 courses. So traditionally, you might be running something like an evergreen webinar funnel or a live webinar funnel to get people to sign up and register, show up, attend, and ultimately buy something that you're pitching at the end. So I've based this math on some pretty standard KPIs in the industry. Cost per registrant being $15. I've seen it as low as four as five. I've seen it $60. So I'm just giving you an average here. These numbers are very flexible, right? And then let's say the show up rate on the webinar is 50%. So half the people who sign up actually show up, and your close rate at the end is 10%, right? Because you're selling to the masses. You don't necessarily have this personal interaction with them. You're just making some sort of incredible offer for your course and hoping people buy it. All right, so the math behind this means for every 10 people that attend, you're going to make one sale. That's the 10% close rate. So that means you need 2,000 people to attend to make 200 sales, and which means you need 4,000 people to register at a 50% show up rate to get 2,000 people to show up on the webinar. And that means if you're spending $15 a registrant and you need 4,000 registrants, that's a $60,000 ad spend to make $100,000. So you are profiting $40,000 at the end of that. Not great, right? Obviously, I'm sure all of us would be happy to have $40,000 a month from doing one webinar, right? Obviously, it's more worth than that. But there you can see the customer acquisition cost is $300 and you're profiting $40,000. Now let's look at the high ticket model. Same goal, $100,000 in sales, but this time your offer price is $5,000, which I would actually say is on the lower end of a high ticket program. That means that you only need to get 20 sales per month instead of 200 sales. Now the funnel here would be different. You could maybe do a webinar to a call booking, but this is a higher touch program. It means you need to have a higher touch sales process. You need to have a salesperson taking calls, taking people through the program. There's like a whole standard sales script that I have and my team have. And you're going to end up having ideally a higher close rate because it's a higher touch process. But a cost per call, instead of a cost per registrant being $15, a cost per call might be closer to $200. And then let's say you have a show up rate on the calls of 50%, which I would say would be problematic. You're aiming for 70% or higher. And then let's say you have a close rate of 20%. Now, I have clients who their cost per call is $250, their show up rate is 70%, and their close rate is 35, 40%, for example. So again, these are just sort of basic average KPIs for the industry. So the math behind this is for every five people you or your salesperson speaks to, you're going to make one sale. So that means you need to speak to, or they need to speak to, 100 people to make 20 sales per month. And this is pretty solid based on a couple of my partners right now. Maybe they're doing 120 calls for 20 to 24 sales. And that means that you need 200 calls scheduled with a 50% show up rate to actually get on the phone with 100 people, which means you need to spend $40,000 in advertising if your cost per call is $200, 200 calls times $200, right? $40,000, which makes your customer acquisition cost, because you're spending 40 grand on advertising, but you're only making 20 sales. So your customer acquisition cost is $2,000. That might seem crazy, right? The webinar method was $300. That's so much better, right? But in this scenario, you've only spent $40,000 on advertising and you're making $100,000. So you're actually profiting $60,000. You're up 20 grand versus the webinar model. Imagine every single month you just got an extra 20 grand. I would do that model all day, every single day. And I do, right? That's why part of why I do what I do. So I hope that illustrates for you the power of having a high ticket offer and a high ticket program in your arsenal. Even if you still have a course or a low ticket MRR program, right? A membership program, layering in a high ticket offer, high touch, is the way to go. It's, in my opinion, it's the only way to go. I've seen it time and time again. I've seen it play out in the ad numbers. There's no more, you know, spending more to acquire a customer and trying to get them to take a $7 upsell and a $17 upsell and then a $47, you know, it's clean, it's simple. Typically, they see an ad, they watch a video, they book a call, they make a sale. And I love this type of business model. Now, I want to talk to you just really quickly, hopefully give you a little more inspiration behind what I do. And this is Justin J. Johnson. He is one of my business partners. We've been working together since about July. So at the time of this podcast, I want to say that's 9 months, let's say. And he is absolutely crushing it. Last month, I think he made $74,000 in sales. He's got 80 people already enrolled in his high ticket program. And again, he just launched this maybe 6 months ago, right? Because the first few months was really laying the foundation and building the structure for everything. So there is so much power in this business model. And I hope I've showed that to you. I hope I can get you a little bit excited here in this episode. And yeah, I'll